Good morning. I think. Well, I'm pretty sure it's morning. It's a chilly 62 degrees, which I am loving this morning. Let's see. August 4th, Tuesday, 2015. 7:27 in the morning. 7:27, yes. I'm up. I'm moving. I stuck a salty finger in my eye and now it won't stop running. Yeah, I'm up and I'm moving. I've been up for about a little more than an hour. I've had enough time to get half a cup of coffee in me. But today, day number 999, by the way, tomorrow will be magic number 1,000, representing 2,000 miles of walking, and I don't know what 2,000 divided by 3 is, 600 something hours of audio. My God, thank you. Thank you. Well, you figure they're about 20 minutes apiece. That's a third of an hour. So 2,000 times one third, 666. Somehow seems pretty appropriate. So yeah, I want to get over to the early. I'm so anxious to get this out. I can't speak. I wanted to get up and get out early this morning because I want to get back and get my breakfast so I can settle in well before 9 o'clock to get the word processor fired up. I've already had it fired up this morning, and it's because I've started to keep the word processing file open rather than closing it at the end of the day, and keep it open. I've already saved it for today's date, and I'm at just a snudge over 15,000 words, so it's a really good breakpoint. 15,000 I can remember till the end of the day. My goal is to break 5. I want to break 5,000 words today. That's like 2 chapters worth or so, but the story is beginning to percolate a little bit. Yesterday I went back through and there were pieces of it I wasn't happy with. There was pieces of it that were just sort of grinding at me. It's like, no, this isn't right. I had something happened early that needs to be postponed a bit. It needs to be considered a bit. It needs to be a little more deliberate. And then I had a couple of other things that were missing. That it's like, really? We didn't cover this yet. I don't want to talk about this yet because we haven't covered it. So I had to go back and fill in the missing and change one of the bad places so that I could actually move forward. I'm not a big advocate of editing while you write. I'm not a big advocate of going back and morning. Not a big advocate of going back and fixing things that might not survive second draft. The further I get into this, the more I'm pretty much convinced that what I've got there is going to stay. It's definitely an Ishmael Huang story. It's definitely a Nathan Lowell story. And the idea that I need to start with a battle, I need to start with something action-ish to grab attention. No, that's an external force. That's not this story. That's not Ishmael Huang. Never has been. So I'm spending a lot of time setting a stage, recapping old stuff, but with an eye toward helping people make the transition from the end of Owners to the beginning of this new series. So people can start here and have an idea of what's going on. And people who are following us in get a better insight into what the hell is going on with Ishmael Huang. Why is he being this way? Why is he doing this? Because it seems wrong. A lot of people find it very awkward, very unsatisfying. And to me, it's very satisfying. To me, it's exactly the way the series had to end. And while we could argue about how Greta dies, we could argue about who kills her. In fact, I had a scenario where Ishmael actually kills her, which I thought, no, no, that's not going to work. Not directly, but through his actions, results in her death. Much more directly than currently, and he already blames himself. So, yeah, I went back and revisited the therapist scene again. We might see the therapist again, we might not, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. But between Sifu Newmar, who is sort of his ground, his anchor in the spiritual world, and Mallory Gaines, who is the anchor in the psychological world, there's enough there. Oh, and Pip and Pip, who is in a certain sense an anchor to a reality that Ishmael is currently sort of buffered against. So between the three of them, they ought to be able to get the old guy moving again, to get him out there and having adventures in the deep dark. Should be fun. It should be a challenge for me to get through these next 5,000 words. I haven't had a 5,000 word day, I don't know how long. But key to it is getting 5 relatively uninterrupted hours where I can actually focus on what the hell it is I'm supposed to be writing. Every stop sign I've come across today has had somebody driving up to it. I don't know, 7 o'clock hour, I guess. More people moving. But I really like this hour a whole lot more than I like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Particularly this time of year. Wow. What a difference. I worked up a sweat because frankly, I'm pushing to get this walk out of the way, to get it behind me so that I can move on with the day already in progress, which is a good thing on a scale, on a balance. It is a beautiful morning. It's low 60s. It was 62 when I left the house. There's broken clouds, it's mostly clear, a bit of mackerel sky off to the southwest. There is a coming up to last quarter moon in the southwest sky. It's not quite last quarter, but probably a few more days, 2-3 days. And we make the eastern turn. There we go. Sun is bright, holy cow. But there's still a lot of shadow for me to walk in on the way back. So yeah, working. So yesterday's, last night, engagement with Writers Discussion Group, one of the members asked, what does your desk look like? What does your process look like? What do you do? And there are a lot of, well, I do this, I do that, and other people leave the house all the time, and some people write with pen and notebook or paper. And I'm thinking, yeah, I could do that, but I'd never be able to decipher what I wrote after it was done. This is much better. And I don't have to think about typing. I think part of it has to do with fluency. I think part of it has to do with how much work is it to type. And for me, typing is more natural than working with a pen, which I can do, but which is not necessarily the most efficacious form for me to play with in terms of what I'm trying to put on paper. Put on the page. The electronic page in this case. So, having just cleaned off my desk like a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago, it's still pretty clean. And my intent is to try to keep it that way because it's actually pretty nice. I don't have a lot of... I had a lot of stuff that was just sort of scattered over the top of my desk. And I swept it all off into a box and put the box aside. Next June, next July, I'll open it and see if there's anything in there I want to keep. There'll be some stuff that I want to keep. But mostly, nope, gone. Either way. So my desk is pretty clear. It looks very professional. It looks very nice with the three monitors. And there are actually five computers right there, but most of them are turned off. I've got two that are active. One that's my netbook that's plugged in to stay charged, so it's ready to go when I whim. When I want to leave, I can grab the bag that has it in it, pull the plug, and walk out the door. So I took a picture of my workspace. I also took a picture of my stand-up desk, the one that I really should be using more because it's actually A, better for me, B, I think it helps get me out of the interruptions from family because I'm in the next room. I'm not in direct line of sight. I'm removed from their immediate temptation. It's just, you know, around the corner. It's just in the next room, literally in the next room. There's not even a door on the room. It's just a little sewing room, whatever. But I need to get that computer out of there and plugged into the network so I can get a monitor on it so that I can update the software and update, particularly OpenOffice or LibreOffice. I'm using an old version and it's slow. It's so slow. I'm used to having it crank right along. I updated my main desktop from 4 gigs of memory to 16 gigs of memory recently, and the difference of performance is startling. It always was a pretty good performer, but now it's like, whoa, this is cool. My Linux laptop is still sort of my backup machine. It's where I keep all my emails popping to. I have a Thunderbird installation over there. I use the Linux for editing audio, for handling, for example, the podcast, and editing any audio that I might put out. Which reminds me, I still need to get Philip Oldman. That story. I still have two Tanith books to narrate. I'm working on an Ishmael book. Oh, this is going to be ugly. Anyway, it's hard to find time now because it gets so hot early in the day, the air conditioning comes on and the air conditioning compressor is right outside the studio window. Most of the year, it's not a problem. This time of year, it's a serious problem because I can't read while that's on and it doesn't shut off that often. So it's a problem. But anyway, yeah, I took pictures of that. I took a picture of my status board, which hasn't really changed a lot. I took a picture of my calendar because I went through and updated the calendar for all the red spots from July and back into June and started the string for green. It's coming along. It's coming along. If I can keep going, if I can stay focused. The thing is between the ADD, and I'm beginning to think ADD is more of a problem than I'm actually giving it credit for, is that I don't want to suppress the ADD because it's the ADD that lets me have the hyper-focus. What I need to do is get better at triggering on purpose the hyper-focus. So, for example, today, this is a wonderful opportunity for me to exercise that by saying, okay, look, it's 15,000 words. If you get to 20,000 words before lunchtime, which is actually possible, you'll have 20,000 words. That'll be a quarter of a novel. I should be near the point where we move into Act 2 for looking at a traditional structure. Not necessarily looking at a structure, but that's a sort of an interesting filter to look at things. I was like, okay, where am I in the story? If I'm a quarter of the way through, have I got this thing where it makes sense? And then I can keep on going. 40,000 words would be halfway, and 60,000 words would be three quarters. And so up to 40,000, I could keep asking questions. After 40,000, I have to start answering them. And typically, if I do that, what happens is the book winds up at around 100,000 words with a relatively long second act, a relatively short third act, and with any luck, a nice ending and denouement that we can then package up and send off to the editors while I do something next. And maybe that's a seeker's tale. Maybe that's the next Ishmael book. Maybe that's getting back to Sarah's story. I don't know. I'm trying not to shape this too much, because what I want to focus on is the fun of it. I started writing because it was fun, because it was something that I wanted to do, because it was something that it was fun. It was fun finding these stories and telling them and having people respond to them. It was how I wanted to spend my time. And focusing on, okay, how do you want to spend your time? And using tools like alarms and calendars and programming the day into my phone so that I'm reminded that, oh, this was what you wanted to be spending your time on. This is what you wanted to be doing. So you can choose not to, and a lot of days I have chosen not to. But the other side of it is, I can choose to. I can choose to do it. I can choose to be that guy. I can choose to be the writer that I want to be, because I have time set aside. I am so fortunate, I'm so privileged that not only can I afford the time, the only way I'm going to be able to keep affording the time is if I actually use it. And I've got pretty good indication that if I do, I will be able to continue to afford the time. I will be able to keep doing this until I'm too old and crotchety and gnarled up to be able to get to a keyboard, to be able to keep my thoughts straight enough to keep a story going. So that's where I am. And speaking of which, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Day 1,000. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.